Don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing.
Or whatever. Yeah. To reconcile. Yeah. Hey, it's Biz Bob time, and we do that every Thursday. Hey, I'm struggling here with the voice, but how are you, my friend?
You know, I'm glad you're not singing. That's all I can say.
Hey, it's scary when I try to sing. Anyway, I'll just do the doobop, doobop, boobop, bop part or something.
Hey, that's pretty good, actually.
Well, for struggling, I guess so. Okay, so reconcile. You can screw that up, too, I guess, too, right?
Well, you can, yeah, you can, but here's a situation I ran into this week, actually. I have a client that, they put all these transactions in, everything's put in, quote unquote, everything's put in. And I go look at it, it's like, well, yeah, but nothing is connected to the bank account, nothing's reconciled about the bank account. It can't be, nothing's validated until you've really actually reconciled against what cleared in and out of the bank month after month after month.
So, as usual, nothing's ever simple, is it?
Well, it's not that it's simple. It's just a process. If you're going to put all the stuff in, that's great. But it isn't really right unless you reconcile it. And then everything's got to be categorized properly. You know, is it money that came in because of a loan? Is it money came in because somebody wrote you a check for business? Is it money that you paid yourself back from an earlier loan? Is it money that you paid for supplies? Is it money that you got from Aunt Sue? You can put all this stuff in, but until it's really validated against the bank statement and it's categorized properly, you ain't got the swing in the whole thing.
Yeah.
It don't mean a thing.
That's right. You don't. Okay. So, you know, here's the thing, and we've been working with Bob for a long time, and we know a lot of people have worked with Bob. The cool thing is you're not a cookie cutter guy, right? If you need a little help.
I customize, but still work towards doing it correctly, but customize for each client their needs and wants and what QuickBooks needs to happen. Need to clean it up and then show them how to use it right. Then it gets a whole lot better and it does start to mean something.
Yeah. So you might need a lot of help early, and then you can kind of wean off needing Bob as often, and he can come give you a little checkup. So,
there you go.
How do people find Biz-Bob?
Biz-Bob.com is the website, or you can give us a call at 256-337-5200.